At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN, Sharp Money, 3 hours, the NCAA tournament. Yes, sir. I'm Patrick Maher as we welcome you in. Fire, could not be more excited to be here for the next 3 hours as we say hi. I'm Patrick Maher, as I just mentioned. The big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, decked out like Dougie McBuckets in his Creighton uni, and of course, the incomparable, the one and only Amal Shaw. We say hi to the boys. We're going to weave it out with where the board stands right now. We've got a murderer's row of guests. Got Chris Felica, the Bear, friend of the show. Of course, Fox Sports just signed a $7 million deal. That's impressive. Thomas Gable, straight from the book over at the Borgata. He's going to join, let us know where the money's coming. And of course, show contributor, big-time sports bettor, Mike Somich is going to join in the last hour. As we open it up, we'll hit the board. But first, I must know, how are we? Amal, we'll start with you. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. A little bit disappointed because I have UConn to win the national title, and I laid off that gravy yesterday, laying 4, 4.5, 3, whatever it came down to. Never a game. And for those people that paid an astronomical amount of money to attend it, it was made up for by an absolute classic in the doubleheader here in Vegas. And then how about Marquise Noel yesterday? I mean, 20-19, Patrick. When do you see 19 assists in a college game? Tremendous game there between Michigan State and K-State as well.
Tournament record for Noel. He was a hometown boy, MSG. He's from Harlem. We'll get to that game. It was a miraculous day to start off the Sweet 16. 4 down yesterday, 4 to go today. The big guy got a smirk on his face when Amal Shaw said, "I should have bet the game yesterday. I saw you." Go ahead. How are we feeling?
I'm having a horrible day.
Okay. Please tell. Why?
I lost a dear friend this morning.
You're not going to do this to us to start the show, are you?
Yeah. I mean, I've been through a lot with this friend, and it came out of nowhere. Like, it blindsided me, and I'm a little shook up because, I mean, every other day we're very close, and I mean, I don't know how I'm going to replace my favorite pair of jeans.
This guy's unbelievable.
Are you serious right now?
I ripped them right in the crotch. Went to tie my shoes.
I wish you ripped them when you were at Starbucks.
Sliced.
I wish you would rip yourself off the show. I just became team Amal. You took an open where I came in with energy, threw the e-brake on the show, and completely derailed it by pretending a friend died and you're talking about a pair of jeans, some dungarees, you idiot.
Ironically, they're called Lucky Brand jeans. They weren't very lucky this morning because I need another pair.
Okay. I just would like to make this clear. Liz directing, great job with the Tri-Box. Amal, it's you and me. I don't care about the dude in the middle on a Friday. Okay. I'm on team Amal Shaw today. He came in with a good energy, a good attitude, and the freaking big guy tried to be freaking Laurence Olivier talking about jeans. Okay. Look it up, kids. Famous actor, thespian. Let's go ahead and run the weave here as far as the board and where we sit, where we open, and where the money's going. VSiN.com for the betting splits. Make sure you check it out. Miami of Florida and Houston. This number opens 7.5. Ish, it is 7.5. I have a note from Thomas Gable to start, but first, let's get the splits, Dustin.
Yeah, how about this over at DraftKings? And by the way, you can view all these betting splits at VSiN.com. Miami with 71% of the bets, 72% of the money. Huge discrepancy there with just 28% and 29% going back the other way on the Cougars.
Okay, this is, of course, Amal's Miami team. Here's from Gable over at the Borgata, runs the race and sportsbook. Early money came in on Miami. He said, I'm interested to see how the action comes in tonight on that game in particular. I have a feeling there will be a lot of late money on the Hurricanes, but I could be wrong. We'll get an update with Gable in about an hour. Just a quick, succinct take on this one, Amal.
Yeah, I would play Miami in the points here. I think Houston wins the basketball game, but 7.5 seems like a lot. And what's going to be a really great guard matchup game here, you look at this Miami backcourt pack and, of course, Wong. And then on the other side, the All-American Marcus Sasser along with Jamal Shedd. Should be a lot of fun. Tremont Marks got to stay out of foul trouble if he can do that. I think the edge goes to Houston here. I don't want to lay the 7.5 for sure. I would be more apt to take it. But I'm going to stay away from this. Look, I need the Cougs tonight. I need Texas. We'll get into the Texas game shortly, but I need those two teams to meet on Sunday.
Guards on guards with Miami and Houston, aptly put. Okay, the first one to tip, San Diego State, Alabama. So this number open 7-ish. Again, kind of a stale number, sitting there still 7. Where's the money going there with the splits, Dustin?
Just a slight difference here. Alabama, 57% of the bets on 51% of the money, whereas San Diego State getting 49% of the handle and 43% of the bets.
Oddly, I think the San Diego State team, the Aztecs, I think they match up pretty well against Alabama. We'll get into a proper breakdown, but your take initially on this 5-1 matchup there at the Yum Center in Louisville.
I'm going to go back to something you said earlier in the week, Patrick, which was San Diego State just has that one double-digit score in Matt Bradley. And I think that's an area of concern when you play a team like Alabama. People think about their 47% of their shots coming from the three-point line. If they're inconsistent, obviously it gives the Aztecs an opportunity. But can they get to 65 to 70 points in this game? Because that's the number, in my opinion, they're going to need to have a shot. If they don't, I think they're going to be in trouble. We saw what the Crimson Tide did to Maryland, who I would say is sometimes comparable in terms of their ineptitude offensively the way the Aztecs are. However, when you look at this game real quickly, the shooting statistics are all the same for these three teams. I'm sorry, for these two teams at all three levels. Both 44.6 from the floor, 34.9 for the Aztecs from deep, Alabama 34.1, free throw line, Aztecs 73, Alabama 72.5.
Yep, well done. Let's go. 9 o'clock, Louisville stay at the Yum Center. Princeton, a 15 seed, fourth 15 seed to reach the Sweet 16, the third in 3 years, which is ironic. Creighton, a 6 seed. This number opened right around 10. We're sitting 10 everywhere. You got a total of 140.5, 141. Big guy, what's the splits?
Yeah, does this surprise either of you? Princeton, 72% of the bets, 61% of the handle, 39% of the handle going to Creighton. They're getting 28% of the bets.
Surprises me a little bit, Amal. How about you?
I'm completely in agreement with you. This game, to quote Tim Brandt in that great Cotton Bowl between Texas and Miami, this game's going to border on child abuse. And I'll tell you right now, I like Creighton in this one. You know, you look at this team, Patrick, in terms of the games played, they've played 35 games. No team has had as much of a starting lineup as Creighton has had in terms of consistency. Kalkbrenner has missed 3 games. Alexander, Shireman, Nemhart, and Kaluma have all started the other 35 games. It was King who started the other 3. You talk about consistency from those 6 guys playing. It's unbelievable. The continuity helps McDermott's team here. Princeton's had a beautiful run. Give them a ton of credit for getting to the Sweet 16. I think the Blue Jays move on with a legitimate shot to knock down Alabama on Sunday.
Okay, this is a note from my bosses, Goulet, Meade, AD, Musburger, Rogers, and the crew. 6 minutes into the show, I got the co-host talking about child abuse, and I got the producer talking about potentially a friend dying ended up being Jeans. I'm trying to handle this situation, and they aren't helping me. Let's be fair.
First of all, my quote comes from the U 30 for 30 when Tim Brandt was talking about the Cotton Bowl, which Randall Hill ran up the tunnel and did the six shooter. And he had the quote on CBS when he goes, it was a blowout. I think Miami won that game 46-6. And he goes, this game is bordering on child abuse. It was not my quote. I was just quoting somebody else.
But you repurposed a child abuse quote, and I saw the big guy smiling with a wry smile. Why are you smiling? Because you ruined the show to start.
He keeps referencing Tim Brandt, who I had to Google, and after Googling him, I still don't know who Tim Brandt is.
Well, we do know who Xavier in Texas is. We'll move along. That's the nightcap tonight.
You laughed at that statement, by the way. I heard the snicker.
Okay. Midwest, Kansas City. This is interesting. I think it's going to end up being a track meet. Xavier, Texas. Amal and I were discussing this a tad before the show started. Xavier's getting hit. There's no other way to put it. Open 4.5. It's 4 across the board. I see a 3.5 in Jersey. Splits. Big guy.
Yeah, you've got 62% of the handle going the way of Texas, only 49% of the bets, however. Xavier with 30% of the money their way, 51% of the bets, so a slight edge there.
Texas is going to be familiar, Amal. They're going to be familiar because, remember, this is the same arena they won the Big 12 tournament.
No question about it. That's a huge edge. And also, one other thing I want to point out is Texas can play what you alluded to in terms of this total. You want to go tempo? No problem. You want to go half court? We can do that. They've got the better guard play. I like Sule Boom a lot for Xavier. But to me, Marcus Carr, Tyrese Hunter, and Timmy Allen are the difference in this one. And we talked about it. You mentioned this earlier in the week as well. Dylan Dessou has been tremendous. No Zach Fremantle is the difference. If Fremantle's here, you said it yesterday, they're a legitimate threat to win a national title. To lose him has an impact on Nunji in terms of what he can do, because if you have Fremantle in the post, Nunji can hover around the perimeter. I think you negate that a little bit. Texas is a physical team. They're going to get after you. There's no fear in anybody, whether it's Bama, Houston, or anybody else they could potentially face. They've taken on the best in the Big 12 in Kansas, and they've beaten them twice by double digits.
You nailed it. Fremantle as far as front court depth, but also Xavier's second leading scorer. That's a huge miss for Xavier and the Musketeers. The Longhorns throw just a ton of talent at you. Okay, so that we'll get into a proper cap of all four. I know for a fact that Felica has plays on three of them. Samich has plays pretty much on all of them. We'll get a play from Gable as well coming up. But let's go back to yesterday, and we'll start late night, Amal, last night, and then we'll back up to the early game. A wild ending and a wild game. UCLA rallied back from an 8-point deficit in the final minute. They were down 10 with a minute 14 to go to take the lead. And then our boy Julian Strother hit a 3-pointer from Henderson, Nevada. The trailer where he just got it back top of the key, hit it from 30 feet. Awesome game. Put the Zags ahead with seconds to go. 76-70. I think they were up two at that point. And then Campbell had an opportunity with the bucket at the end. It doesn't go. Not a ton separated these two teams. But I'll tell you this, that UCLA swing of emotions where they at one point didn't score a bucket in the second half for 11 minutes was unbelievable. What a game.
It was a fantastic game, and I'll tell you what, Amari Bailey, I think he walked out of UCLA with a great shot to end his career. I think he's going to turn pro, but that three-pointer was unbelievable, and I loved his disposition after he knocks it down. But how about Strother coming down? Liberty High School here in Vegas, what a big-time shot. I'll be honest with you, Patrick, when he took the shot, I was like, no, yes.
Yes.
Exactly
yes,
right.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, tremendous. It was a deep three. He had been struggling all night, but he delivered when they needed the most, and I love Mark Few's confidence in him. And by the way, Drew Timmy, so entertaining in the postgame presser. I watched the press conference like it was a Buckeye football win. Man, he could have been working at the free throw line after that game.
The Timmy legend grows 36 points as they advance to the Elite Eight. That's five Elite Eight appearances for Few, but he's got to get it done. Timmy reminds me of Kevin McHale. I just wanted to put that out there. We'll come back and discuss the miss of Bona for UCLA was huge. We also have sound from Cronin, and then we'll get to the epic performance by K-State and Noel at MSG. Sharp Money.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, opening day Major League Baseball next Thursday. Have you studied the guide? Listen, I understand every show tells you about this intro offer for $19. The reason we keep on telling you is because we're proud of the product and we think you're going to benefit from it. So make sure you check out the betting guide. Baseball 2023 power ratings, new baseball rules, very important analysis, how to bet them, daily and future best bets as well. VSiN.com/subscribe. You have plenty of time to study, but make sure you download today. It's VSiN.com/subscribe. As we welcome you back, Sharp Money Pack Show. He's Amal Shaw, Dustin Sweetelson. I'm Patrick Maher, Gonzaga, 79-76, and just a crazy game. We'll get to K-State, Michigan State, but the Zags survive, Amal Shaw, and advance to the Elite Eight. We're going to hear from Cronin. Just a wild game with the comeback there from Gonzaga after UCLA makes a comeback. UCLA goes scoreless for close to 11 minutes. You'll never see this in a box with Cronin's teams. They were out-rebounded by 24 boards, 48-24. Now that'll happen when you're missing shots for 11 straight minutes, but just a wild and entertaining game.
Patrick, the problem was on the offensive end, giving up too many offensive rebounds to the Zags in this one. That was the real issue. And even if they missed, you felt like the Zags might have an opportunity. 16 offensive rebounds in this game. Really a tremendous job by them in terms of crashing the offensive glass. By the way, Sean, one of our audio engineers, was at the game yesterday. He left when the Bruins were down 10 with about 2 minutes to go.
He missed one of the best stretches of basketball you're going to see all year in a long time. And we agreed. We were talking about Strother's three from 30 feet at the top of the key there. We both agree. Not high probability. A bad shot.
I didn't like the shot. I mean, I know he made it, but you can get a better look. And you're only down one. It's what drives me nuts. You know, I don't know how you feel about this, but in basketball, NBA or college, what is with all these teams that are down or tied by one or tied, going for a three-point shot? Just go to the basket. I mean, I get it. You're not going to, every game is not going to wind up like Virginia and Duke where you don't get the foul call, but man, you can get a call, whatever. I just don't understand why take such a long distance shot.
Well, he can be quite curmudgeonly, and the big guy has warned me that Mick Cronin is going to bring the show down harder than Dustin's opening. So let's hear from the UCLA head coach.
A lot of open shots, but didn't go down. There's no hindsight. Wide open shots, and multiple times we got fouled, no call. Dave and Tiger didn't make a basket in the second half. They had good looks. And Jaime got murdered on about four layups. Took a great player, a 32-foot shot, a great player in Drew Timmy, and a really tough whistle to send us home, despite everything we've been through.
Okay, taking a shot at the refs, taking a shot at his own players, taking a shot at Jesus, taking a shot at the sun, taking a shot at ice cream, taking a shot at Beeson, taking a shot at John Goulet's wife, taking a shot at Amal Shaw's dad, shot to Jay Shaw. That was ugly from Mick Cronin. However, UCLA gets knocked out.
Can I take a shot at his height?
Go for it.
Well, I mean, Lalonde,
you are a heightist. You do 100%. Judge people based on their height, which has nothing to do with their abilities as a human. They literally are born.
I don't make the rules. Women make the rules. I'm just telling you how the game is played. Look, here's the bottom line. They had 15 fouls apiece. Okay? They shot 16 free throws. The Zags shot 17. If Strother doesn't get fouled at the end there, they shoot 15. What is he complaining about? You had a 13-point lead. The Zags were trying to give you every turnover possible. I didn't know if Bolton was shaving points in the first half.
Jordan with the 55, Kobe with the 61. You go back to Bernard King with the 60. I'll tell you this, Kansas State 98-93 winner over Michigan State and Tom Izzo in overtime was led by a performance fitting of Broadway by Marquise Noel. The hometown kid just north of MSG in Harlem went nuts. And I'm talking 20 points, 19 dimes, 19 assists, which was an NCAA record. And they needed every single one of them with the lobs and the pull-up bank threes and five steals on the game. Just a dazzling performance. Isaiah Thomas was in the crowd. Why does that matter? Because Noel during the game twisted the ankle. Go back to 88, game six, 25, third quarter, Lakers, Pistons. One of the great performances in any sport you're ever going to see from a player with Isaiah Thomas. Shout to Sweetness and the Pistons and the Bad Boys. But that's reminiscent of what happened yesterday with Noel, who twisted his ankle, came back in the second half, played 43 of 45 minutes, and one of the great performances you're going to see.
First of all, so much to unpack there. A beautiful intro by you. I thought I was working with Jim Nance right now. I mean, that was a great breakdown.
Hello, friends.
First, I want to give it to the Sweetness comment. There's only one Sweetness I know, and he wore number 34 out of Jackson State and played for the Chicago Bears, one of the greatest running backs of all time. Who the hell is the other Sweetness you're referring to?
We used to call him Sweetness as well, Isaiah, in Detroit. It's a Michigan thing. Okay, do what you want to do with it. Yeah, Go ahead.
That's fine. If I'm looking to put my company into bankruptcy, Isaiah Thomas is my first hire. But in terms of Marquise Noel, what a performance. This guy was off the charts. 20 points, 19 rebounds. How about 56% shooting from Kansas State? The difference in this ballgame. Both teams tremendous from the three-point line. Maher, you were all over this over. This game stood no chance in terms of staying under. 81 points scored in the first half. You could have crawled your way over that finish line. No problem in this one. 83 in the second half. Game flies over the total. Both teams were tremendous. 24 for 49 from the three-point line. Outstanding performance. Sparty only misses four free throws, but it was the turnovers that I thought were the difference. Michigan State 13, Kansas State with just five. And now Jerome Tang with a tremendous first year with an opportunity to get to the Final Four as they take on Dusty May and FAU.
We're going to hear from, and again, this was a team in Kansas State that was picked to finish last in the Big 12. First-year head coach in Jerome Tang. They dance into the Elite Eight. At one point, Keontae Johnson took a lob pass from Marquise Noel on the dunk. You saw what happened. It was awesome with the interaction, not only with Tang, but the crowd and Noel. There was just such electricity, and that's MSG. Let's hear from the stud, Marquise Noel.
Dang, I got to watch what I say. I mean, I'll be in the zone. Okay. Yeah, I was talking to Isaiah Thomas because I think he had a friend over there. And he was rooting for them, and I'm like, y'all not going to win today. And I just kept looking at him for some, you know, added motivation. But, you know, it was nothing but cool vibes with them over there.
So he was talking to Isaiah Thomas with the legendary performance back in 88, one of my first remembrances as a kid. I loved it. But also Mateen Cleaves was sitting there, a Michigan State Spartan legend next to Isaiah. That's who he was talking to.
You know, Patrick, I don't know if I've been that nice to you so far today, so let me just say something that would definitely you would agree with. If Zeke doesn't turn that ankle in game six, that's three in a row for the Bad Boys. Lakers don't win the good. They don't go back to back. And here's the other thing. Pat Riley does not become as wealthy as he does because after he won the title in 88, I remember it was at NBA pre-draft camp in 06, and I asked Pat Riley, I said, how'd you come up with trademarking three-peat? He was in his lawyer's office after they won the title and they had the parade in 88, and they were sitting around going, repeat, three-peat, and that's where they came up with trademarked it. And think about all the money he made on the 90s Bulls. Every T-shirt that said three-peat, he got a percentage of.
This is my favorite era. Now, you and I talked about Noel being the best assist guy in the country. He is maybe 5'8 and a half, somewhere right around there, but he is awesome. He's electric. The first-year head coach, Jerome Tang, talks about what it means to get to the Elite Eight.
I mean, it means I get to spend a few more days with our guys. It's a huge accomplishment. I mean, this thing is hard, right? It's hard to do. And so man, when it happens, you just have to really embrace it and enjoy it, and not like take a moment. You know, we gotta take a moment and just really soak this thing in before we move on to the next thing. Now, next thing is really huge. Whoever we have to play, and you know, but we've kind of just taken everything 1-0 every day in every aspect of the day, and so I'm really thankful for the opportunity.
The right hire matters. Wasn't really a name. He was an assistant at Baylor for years and years, came to Kansas State, picked to finish last, goes to the transfer portal, builds a team, and they've got him dancing in the eight here, Amal.
Yeah, a couple things I want to address here. Covered Jerome Tang when he was in the Big 12. He was an assistant for Baylor for, I believe, 18 or 19 seasons with Drew, with Scott Drew, and he's done a tremendous job. And give Kansas State credit for the right hire, but also for him being selective in terms of which job he wanted to take. That's probably not one I would have taken, but he knows the league so well. He brings in Keontae Johnson, whose career we thought may have ended in Gainesville, and good for Keontae Johnson returning from a health situation, and he's been tremendous, and then Noel has been outstanding. So happy for these guys, and I know, can you imagine if you're a K-State fan, you've always had to suffer against KU and the success they've had in basketball. Now you are deeper. You're 40 minutes away from going to a Final Four when Kansas is sitting at home watching, but Jerome Tang, and I know you're a big college football guy. The right hire and picking the right job is so important as a coach. Sometimes Jay Wright always says never leave happy. And, you know, to his credit, Jerome Tang waited a while and he selected this job, and look where they are now.
College coaches, football and basketball, often the faces of the universities mean so much to the universities. Totally agree. Arkansas, UConn, the difference was offense. We talked about it. 57% from the field, 45% from three for UConn. Good night. Arkansas was never in this one. FAU, the Cinderella, beats the SEC bad boys. Out-rebounded Tennessee. FAU 62-55. The openers. FAU, Kansas State. Kansas State open 2.5. We've got FAU money down to 2. Connecticut, Gonzaga, open Connecticut 2. It's sitting 2 across the board. Tremendous work. Great clips. We continue. We got to break these games down because we got the Bear. We got Samich. We got Gable. Next, we got Miami and Houston here on Sharp Money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Well, if you listen to the VSiN experts yesterday, remember, VSiN subscribers get all the plays. Also, Chris Felica, who's going to be joining, had FAU catching the 5. Ends up closing Tennessee 4.5. We'll get to Miami-Houston here in a bit as we welcome you back. Amal Shaw, the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson. I'm Patrick Maher. This is Sharp Money. It's VSiN, the sports betting network, as we head into a weekend. Can't wait for the 4 games today. I think there's some money-making opportunities, which we'll get to. Let's go FAU-Tennessee, okay? So I mentioned the Cinderella story. When you think of FAU, Davis is a sophomore. These are their top scorers. Boyd's a freshman. Martin's a sophomore. Golden, the legit Russian, the 7-footer, he's a sophomore. And this is a young, very good basketball team. And really the difference here, and again, I know you have thoughts on Barnes. We're going to hear from Rick Barnes, Amal. But the difference here is that 18-2 run on the back end of the second half, which cemented the win for FAU.
Yeah, I thought there was a missed opportunity with the back-to-back three-pointers. I thought Rick Barnes should have called timeout. They elected not to. They get in the top of the key jumper from the big man, and that was about it. And all of a sudden, it was all FAU. Sometimes you call the timeout just to stop the momentum. They had 3 timeouts at that point in time. I didn't understand that decision. Good news for Rocky Top fans. Get ready for Bazooka Joe and Joe Milton and Josh Heupel's team.
Why didn't Rick Barnes call a timeout? And what's up with the 18-2 run? Let's hear from the coach.
Well, I thought, one, in the first half, they had some shots that we were lucky we dodged that. But when they started scoring, our offense wasn't very good. And we gave up too many drives. And then along with that, offensive rebounds where we let them get downhill. And a couple situations where we did a better job in the second half staying down on shot fakes early in the first half. That's why we were getting into so much rotation, because we were leaving our feet. Went under a few ball screens, but I thought offensively, and we needed to continue to put pressure on them at the rim, whether it was throwing it inside or whether it was driving the ball, and we didn't do enough of that. Where we got the ball there, we needed to finish more
to continue to keep pressure on them to where they had to guard us. And then they got some separation. They got relaxed. And they're a really good shooting team. They shoot it.
Okay, that's a long clip. Great guy, Rick Barnes. Good coach. It's not that hard to figure out the formula. The terrible offense caught up to Tennessee, and we know the miss of Ziegler. But again, 33% from the field, 26% from three. That's not going to get it done. How about the Owls though? 34-3 last year. FAU was 19-15 and played in the CBI. They're seventh, ninth seed to make the Elite Eight here.
Tremendous job, but I think this team's been a more complete team than people gave them credit for. Matt McCall, the former coach at UMass, he was on with us a couple of times, and he talked about this team and how much he liked them. And I thought, Patrick, the key in this game was when Michael Forrest made back-to-back three-pointers, the second one coming at the 9:50 mark, and then he gets a run out on the layup at the 9:08 mark. Barnes doesn't call the timeout. They get a bucket, but it was still the momentum in favor of this team, and it was all downhill from there. Sometimes you just take that time out to stem the tide, make your team feel a little bit more comfortable. You know, you've talked about this for the last couple of weeks, no Zakai Ziegler in that lineup. And I thought this game, it really affected Santiago Vescovi in this one a lot more. He struggles to shoot the basketball. I thought it was a culmination of things. I thought their defense played well enough to win, but give FAU a ton of credit.
You've got future prices in your pocket for UConn. Sonogo and Hawkins, that two-man game right now is ridiculous. They can space you out. They can shoot it. They've got everything, that being UConn. Arkansas, I'm going to say it. This is disappointing for Musselman. The talent was there. He never really galvanized the team this year. This is a more talented team than a Sweet 16 run, but an 88-65 winner for UConn.
Yeah, absolutely. Two words for me when describing Connecticut. Jordan Hawkins. This kid can just flat-out stroke it. You mentioned Sonogo, but to me, it's Hawkins that's been the guy in this tournament. He has been outstanding. 24 points yesterday, 9-for-9 from the free throw line. You got to love guys that can knock down free throws, and Hawkins can do it at an elite level, 89% from the free throw line. But how about his numbers so far? 27, 19, and 28, Patrick. You think about that real quick. 74 points averaging that was minutes. I apologize. 36, 49 points averaging 16 points per game. But at the free throw line so far, 13-for-13 in this tournament. And how about a ridiculous 10-for-21 from the three-point line?
Yep, unbelievable. So there it is. Again, I'll set you up on the number. FAU K-State, open K-State 2.5. A little love as Florida Atlantic getting hit down to 2 at most shops, 1.5 at a shop in Jersey. And then UConn, Gonzaga, UConn open 2. They're sitting 2. A shop just went to 2.5 in New Jersey. And that is that. We got 4 more to go tonight. So let's start. Let's start in Kansas City, 7:15 Eastern time. That's the tip, or the supposed tip, as we know these get pushed back.
Hold on a second. Maher with the call of the day yesterday. So in our group text, Patrick goes, this game's going to start at 10:04 Eastern time. I look up and I see tip time, 10:04. I was like, man, this guy nailed it right on the button, especially with the one-sided game.
It was supposed to tip at 9:45,
correct.
And I said, there's no chance that's going to happen.
Amal, so. What time would it have tipped if the ball got caught in traffic?
He's getting clubbed. Just absolutely no response.
No, I have a response, but, you know, I don't want to insult the guy. You know, my lucky jeans don't rip. There's a reason for that.
That's it. You know what? Take the L, big guy. Take the L. 7:15, Kansas City, Miami, Houston. This is a Miami team, bunch of vets. We talked about the backcourt with Wong and Peck. They're not going to be intimidated. Two not good, great coaches in Larrañaga and obviously Calvin Sampson. Let's talk about this because that second half blitz, specifically those final 10 minutes against Auburn by Houston, was stunningly good. That's the best basketball we've seen in the tournament. That's what Houston is capable of. But Miami, a very good win over Indiana. Here's what concerns me about Miami, and I know you like this team, and we just heard from Thomas Gable, and we're going to hear from the sportsbook director there at the Borgata coming up in just a little bit. He said he's expecting to take Miami money. So he may be down to 7. Most shops are sitting 7.5. What concerns me is Miami, they want to get out in transition, and Houston, just so much experience, can stop transition. Next level defense. You know, Walker could be a top 5 pick. Sasser's going to be a top 15 pick. Yeah. These are legitimate studs there at Houston. It looks like Sasser and Shedder are 100% healthy, or that's how it appeared against Auburn, and they've had 5 days off here. Houston's coming in fresh.
Yeah, so real quick, I don't have a bet on this game. I've got Houston among five other teams to win the national title. A lot of them got wiped out between UCLA and Arkansas. I'd taken a long shot on, but still have Connecticut. But here's the thing. I would take the points with Miami, but I'm going to tell you the rest of the breakdown, Patrick, I'm going to recuse myself. I am so biased towards the Cougars. I have loved this team before the season started, loved them all year long. Haven't missed too many of their games in terms of watching them. I love watching Marcus Sasser play. Love Kelvin Sampson, the defensive intensity. It is hard to duplicate what they do for 40 minutes. You talk about harassing guards. I cannot wait to see Wong go up against these two guys and Shed and you talked about it with Sasser. And then Tremont Mark is a tremendous player who doesn't get enough credit because you talked about Jarace Walker, Robertson's side. This team is good. They're talented. They're unselfish. And then they've got the guy when the game is on the line. It's Shed hit the shot at Memphis. But Walker, you can go to Walker and you can go to Shed. But Sasser's going to be the one that kind of stirs the drink here. I am completely biased. It's Coug up for me here.
Feels like a double-digit win to me for Houston, if I'm being completely honest. We're going to have Felica. I can tease you right now. He does have a play on this game, and it might have to do with Houston. All right, there's your tease. The concern here is when your Hurricanes are forced into the half court, they're 203 as far as 203rd in the country in efficiency in the half court. You know they want to run, and Houston can limit Miami's attempt to run. Houston's too good here. Omer is very, very good as well. Kind of the old school body, the big, but he can stretch a little bit. Like Miami has a little bit more down low than we're used to them having.
Right.
But it's really about the guard play, and I just think Houston guards better.
I would agree with you there. And, you know, look, fast break points, you talked about it. Auburn wanted to get out and run. Real quick, without looking, do you know how many fast break points Auburn had against Houston?
Not a lot.
Six.
They can't. They're so good.
They're
Sampson hangs his hat on defense, first off, and now he's got the athletes, right? And so
exactly.
You're not going to get out and run against this team.
By the way, as a guy that lived in Texas for 12 years and considers Texas his home, I cannot wait Sunday for UT versus UH. I'm sorry, Cincinnati. I'm putting Texas in, and UH is moving on. But I hope we get that matchup. The one thing I will say with Miami, though, if they're knocking down the three ball, this team could be dangerous. That's the one area I think that could keep them in the game. However, if they struggle, Patrick, to your point, I think this thing does become a double-digit blowout, and they could really run away with this one.
There's only one way Miami covers, and it has to do with a groin. Sasser goes down, and again, the groin can be barking. He looked great in the second half against Auburn. If Sasser goes down, Miami covers. If he doesn't, this is a double-digit win for Houston. I'm sorry. They're just too good. Great looks with the offensive glass as far as Houston's concerned. They do everything well. They've got depth this year. They're a machine.
Do we even come close to the type of games we had yesterday at MSG and here in Vegas, the early game and the late game?
Well, that's how that's why I started the show the way I did with the recaps, because we started late night, then we rewound all the way back to the first one at MSG, because those two in the middle, although FAU-Tennessee was exciting at times, UConn was never scared. Those two were epic, right? Kansas State, epic. Gonzaga, epic. Those were epic games, I would agree with you. San Diego State, sneaky. They match up well against Alabama. We'll come back and discuss here on Sharp Money.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Dustin, it's Bet Rivers online sportsbook. It's the place to be. You could win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing our exclusive Bet Rivers squares this basketball season. Place a qualifying bet and get a bonus square. It's a great deal. If the number on your square matches the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus and credit use, full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. That's BetRiversSquares.com. Thank you, Bet Rivers. We appreciate your partnership. We got you back here. Partner there, Amal Shaw, another partner. Big guy, Dustin Sweetelson. I'm Patrick Maher. It's Sharp Money. You got four in the Sweet 16. We've got Chris the Bear Felica coming up in about 14. Thomas Gable from the book there at the Borgata. And Mike Somich stopping by as well. So we know this, and I'll just tell you quickly what I gave to Dustin this morning. I'm going Creighton-Princeton under 41. Again, fade these if you want. That's all good. I'm going San Diego State plus 7.5. I said, why not? My notes. We'll get to the matchup here. I got Texas laying 4, and I think Xavier Texas over 148.5 them all is going to be a track meet. But let's do this, because this number was 7.5. It's now down to 7 with Bama laying it. Ooh. Bama's the most talented roster. You could argue Arkansas. You could argue a few others. But let's just say, for sake of argument, Bama's got the most talented roster. They're analytically driven. They're going to shoot at a rate of 47.5% from three. They don't make a good percentage, but it doesn't matter, because what do? They break your neck as far as tempo. Go, 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 go. Just overwhelm you with their athletes. And this is a clash in styles. The Aztecs, they want to slow you down, grind you out in the half court. Dutcher's a very good coach. He's had plenty of time to prepare. But here's my matchup, and I'll throw it to you. Of course, Alabama's going to shoot it at a rate of 47.5% from three. You know what San Diego State does? They defend the three. Fourth best in the country at defending it on the perimeter. Also, they defend the rim well. When Bama's not shooting threes, what do? They attack the rim. San Diego State has size, and they can defend the rim. They hold teams, they being San Diego State, they hold teams from getting out in transition, and that's exactly with the breakneck speed what Alabama wants to do. I like the matchup. They could win by 15. I'll take the 7.5 with the Aztecs. Let's go, Mountain West.
I like you carrying the mantle for the league. I'm kind of opposite of you on both these games. I think Miami, I thought, if I didn't play it, thought they could be more competitive, and I think Alabama could run away with this game. My concern, you talked about it earlier in the week, Bradley being the only double-digit scorer. Tremell's got to step up. If he's going to be effective, they've got a better chance in this one. But you talked about it. It's the three-point field goal percentage defense. How about a ridiculous 29% for opponents? That's what they're knocking down from beyond the perimeter. And then the other thing you mentioned defensively, Mensa inside can be a real problem. It'll be an interesting matchup watching Clowney play there. Aztecs average less than 12 turnovers per game, and I think it's crucial against a team like Alabama that wants to get out and run. To me, Patrick, you talked about it with the Houston game. They're going to limit your ability in transition. This team does it better than even Houston does in terms of transition defense. If they can slow this down and turn it into a half-court game, I think you're on the right track here in terms of making this a play on San Diego State. That's my area of concern, though. Can they do those things that they do extremely well as anybody in college basketball? The three-point field goal percentage defense and then the transition defense. If they can do that, coupled with some knockdown perimeter shots, I'm not going to go as far as say they pull the upset, but I think then they stay well within the number.
I'm concerned about Sasser's groin. I'm also concerned about Miller's.
Yeah.
Look, if Miller goes down here, again, they won in the first round without him scoring, so they can kill you in so many ways. But Miller against a very good San Diego State team is important here. And again, Dutcher can scheme. You know what he wants to do. We joke nonstop about San Diego State and how they look like the football team.
Yeah.
They're going to want to beat up Alabama.
Well,
frankly, they just kind of completely try to beat them up and keep them out of transition.
I think it's a great point you bring up. They're going to make it a physical game. You mentioned Brandon Miller. He didn't have any games against points against A&M Corpus Christi. Sears has done a nice job averaging 12 points a game, shooting the three ball well at about 35%. But Miller's the guy. You know, if you haven't watched a ton of Bama, this guy is 40% from the three-point line, 86% from the free throw line, and averages, I think he's at, 20 points per game, 19 to be exact. So this team's dangerous. Quinterly and Clowney have got to play well also. But I feel like this is one of those games where in the Texas-Xavier game, it doesn't matter if X is hanging around or if Texas is hanging around and they're trailing. I think both those teams have a chance and they're confident they can win the game. But in this game, with the Aztecs coming in, once they get through the first 5 minutes of this game and they feel like they can play with these guys physically, then I think they're going to have a belief and it's going to get tougher and tougher. And the more of a half-court set it becomes, in that situation, from a defensive standpoint, you give the Aztecs a huge edge.
They're so deep, Alabama. Oates has done a hell of a job just adding to that roster because they're so deep. And I talked about the analytically driven approach from Oates. What they do on defense is they force you to take twos, the mid-range jumpers. They don't take any themselves, constantly attacking the rim. And I mentioned the rate, 47.5% from three. They're only hitting 34%. It's good. It's not great, but they're just fearless.
A couple of points you brought up that are excellent. Number one, they're in the top 10 in free throw, three-pointers made per game at 10. They do a tremendous job. You mentioned not being fearless, and they've done a great job with it. But here's the thing that I look at with San Diego State. The way they challenge that perimeter, I think they're going to say, listen, let's funnel things into the middle. You want to take a shot over Mensah there? He's 6'11". Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a big guy. He may not block all the shots, but he can alter a lot of shots. They'll take their chances. They're a physical team. I'm not going to suggest that they're on the level of Michigan State when it comes to rebounding, but they're not a team I'm concerned about getting on the glass. They'll do a nice job. So can Matt Bradley, can Tremel, can somebody else step up offensively for the Aztecs to keep them in this game? I'm not convinced they can. The problem is if you allow Bama to play with the way they want in the first half and they start making some shots, in my opinion, this thing could get ugly.
San Diego State did what they do against College of Charleston, grinded that one down late. Against Furman, it was never a game. That was an exquisite performance by San Diego State. Conversely, against Maryland, Maryland was a bad matchup. Maryland never stood a chance against Alabama. Alabama's great. You take a look. They go so deep. Miller's groin, something to look at. And again, I'll take the 7.5. It's now down to 7. So it looks like San Diego State is getting hit here. I just like the idea that they're physical. They can defend the three, defend the rim well. They're bigger than you think San Diego State for a Mountain West team, and hold teams from getting out in transition. You just aptly pointed out it's the best team in the country at doing so. Alabama, all they want to do is run and gun.
I agree with everything you said. Do you think San Diego State can win this game outright?
I mean, we just saw Princeton beat Arizona when Arizona was forced. But by the way, the symmetry is not bad because when Arizona in the second half was forced into the half court, they fell apart.
Absolutely.
Right?
They couldn't
score. Because Arizona wanted to run and go. So there is, you know what? I'm glad you asked me that question. And that example actually works, right, Amal? Because there is some synergy here with the two as far as a comp, because Arizona completely much more talented than Princeton. Much more. But as soon as they got forced, and remember, they were up like 9. As soon as they got forced into that half court, Arizona kind of fell apart. That could happen here with Bama.
Real quickly, I know two of these teams are eliminated, but I got to ask you this because I'm just thinking about this right now. 5 teams defensively, I want you to rank them, which one you would take 1 through 5. Florida Atlantic, Tennessee, UCLA, San Diego State, and Houston. I think, would you agree you'd go Houston 1?
I would go Houston 1. And
I go UCLA 2.
I go UCLA 2 and then San Diego State 3.
That's where I was getting at. I'm with you on San Diego State. I would actually take San Diego State over Tennessee. And I think that's where they can create some problems for Bama. I think defensively they are elite.
I'm taking the 7.5 and I actually feel good about it because it was 7.5.
I feel like you've convinced me to take the 7.5. You had a good pitch on that.
Don't do that because I don't need the, I'm the type of guy that shouldn't have listened to you lecture. Right, big guy. Look at the big guy. You can totally feel it getting a text late night on a Friday when I'm trying to decompress and get away from you two dumbasses. Of getting I'm the type of guy that doesn't listen to people and I should have never listened to you. There's something to that.
Well, first of all, that is some ego you got there, Maher, that you would think I would waste time on a Friday night messaging you after 10 p.m.
That's fair. You don't have to message me. I won't lose sleep.
No question about that. But I'm not the type of guy that does that. Look, when you make the play, you do it on your own volition, whether somebody tells you to or not. All I'm saying is I thought you made a lot of compelling arguments. Generally, I'm not someone that's swayed by somebody else's perspective on a game. But I do have a bias in the sense that I need Bama to win the game. But I want San Diego State, like, I want the Aztecs to do well. You and I both kind of pull for the Mountain West. You never did when you lived here, but all of a sudden you moved out of the region, and now you do.
It's actually a good point. It's a power of suggestion as well. I've been jockeying the Mountain West so much that I came up with more examples than I could even count as far as reasons they match up well against Alabama. Guess what? Nobody matches up well against Alabama. They're going to run them out the gym. No, take the 7.5.
But there's two things that they do extremely well. Transition defense, they're as good as anybody. And defend the three. And look, you look down the stretch when they struggled in College Station. I know it was a true road game against A&M. They didn't shoot the three-point shot well. That is an area of concern, and everybody's pointed to, can they shoot the ball well from the perimeter for six consecutive games?
Big guy, you get the last word taking us to break. He's the type of guy.
He's the type of guy that cannot bet it after he thought one way. And you convinced him the other way because he is the type of guy that will make our life miserable all weekend talking about it.
There's one person on the planet I don't want backing the Aztecs tonight. It rhymes with Hamal Shah. Okay? Because please don't do it. Don't Jay Shah. Jay, I'm watching you. I know you're watching. Don't you bet it either. Chris Felica, Fox Sports is next. Sharp Money.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.